Good evening. I've got to read this statement of compliance here. Hang on a second. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Board of Health as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and, as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. That being said, I'd like to ask everybody to please rise for the flag salute. And then I'd like to follow it up by a moment of silence and a prayer for our new president-elect, Donald Trump.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Mr. Adikowski.
Here.
Mr. Wojcik.
Here.
Ms. Kohler.
Here.
Mr. Wender.
Presence.
Mr. McKee.
Here.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that.
It's got to be different. The outlier.
Different is good.
Yeah.
You sound like Obama.
Oh. Send me presents.
Okay, so roll call. So now we're going to, did anybody get to review the minutes? I looked at them.
Yes.
I didn't see anything that stood out to me that was wrong. I'd like to have a motion to accept the meeting minutes for October 2nd, 2024 for the Board of Health.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you. Very good. Next thing, I'd like to have a motion to open the public comment, limited to agenda items only. Can I get a motion for that, please?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Seeing no public to comment, I'll ask for somebody to please
make a motion. Public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, good. I want to unfinished business. This is a continuation. We have a septic system alteration waiver request in Lebanon Township, Block 73, Lot 25, 307 Dogwood Drive. The board reviewed the plans and waiver requests on 8/21/2024. After review, the board requested the plans be revised to include the location of the neighbor's well and septic, 309 Dogwood Drive, Block 73, Lot 24. The board also requested the subject's property's well casing depth to be included on the plans. That being said, the following waivers will need to be acted on by the board. The existing well is not the minimum 100 feet from the proposed disposal field. The existing well is shown 58 feet from the proposed disposal field. Distance may be decreased by the administrative authority to a minimum of 50 feet only when the well is provided with a watertight casing to a depth of 50 feet or more. Our department has no information on this existing well. This department would recommend a report from a well driller to determine how much casing is in the well. The engineer is also proposing an ultraviolet device be installed in the well to address this issue. Hunterdon County Department of Health would require a passing coliform test from a New Jersey certified laboratory after the ultraviolet light has been installed. The existing yard drain will be rerouted around the proposed disposal field and will not meet the recommendation of a minimum of 10 feet to the proposed disposal field. The proposed yard drain is shown 5.5 feet from the proposed disposal field. The design engineer shall inspect and certify this solid yard drain has been installed according to plan. All the requirements for advanced treatment units shall be met, including engineer certification, service provider maintenance contract for the life of the system, deed notice, and telemetry device. In addition, the engineer will be required to inspect the entire system and provide a certificate of completion. Recommend to the board that any approval granted should include in the resolution that the system is not in full conformance with the code, and the Board of Health, the county, and the design engineer shall be held harmless from the applicant for the functioning of the system in future operation. All right. If the board would also look at the plans, which shows the existing on the first big page of this huge map that we have here. That was what we looked at the last time, so I don't know if you really want to review that much again. Turn to the second page, which is the upgraded drawing. We had asked for the location of the well in the neighbor's property, which is lot 24, block 73, as well as documentation on the well casing for the property that's in question. So we do have notes on here showing a cased well on the neighbor's property, and then a note saying that the well cased to 53 feet per Calaluce Well and Pump Service LLC casing to be raised correctly, as existing casing is not sealed and incorrectly raised above grade. So I think the other one said he had to be 55 feet, and this one is 50, and this is 53. Sorry. Thank you.
Was it 58 or 53?
This one is 53, and in the notes it says it must be a minimum of 50, so it's better than... It's 3 extra feet, yeah.
So this existing well is shown 58 feet from the proposed disposal field? Is that what it...
Correct.
Okay, it's 58 feet.
So, I mean, I don't see anything that's going to stop us from giving an approval on this. Anybody else have any...
Nope, looks like that's what we needed.
And our only question was on the making sure that well was cased, and that's been documented here, so that's good.
And to put the location of the neighbor's well on page 2.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom, you got anything?
Yeah, the only thing I want to add is in the report from the well, Colos Well and Pump Service, he talks about the casing to be raised correctly, as existing casing is not sealed and incorrectly raised above grade. Just want to read that into the statements today, that needs to be achieved as well. And it's right there in bold letters. Squared out. And I believe that.
Yep.
That casing, I guess it's a PVC casing, as I see, and that's going to be replaced with a steel casing to bring it up to the proper grade and seal it. That's all I want to add.
Is that normal to have always have to have your casing buried? Or because, like, I know at my house it sticks up.
It's supposed to stick up
out of the ground.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Okay. Yep. Because at my parents' house a long time ago, theirs was under the grass.
Sometimes they put a piece of slate over the top of it.
Yeah.
That's why years ago they had a lot of problems, especially in the wintertime. I mean, I had a water well problem.
Seeping into the well?
They couldn't find the well.
Yeah, well, that was always a problem, yeah. Okay. I guess what I need to do is ask for a motion to approve the revised design of the well with all the things that we asked for. Making a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. Congratulations. You just gave birth to a septic system.
Oh, that's funny.
Which engineer have you been working with?
Civil engineering.
What's his name?
Jim.
Okay.
That's a good point.
I know him.
Okay.
From year, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They're very experienced in what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, they made it really easy for us.
Good. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, good guy.
Okay. Unfinished business, we got that. And then new business. This is the one where we're going to talk about a blanket approval allowing Hunterdon County Health Department to sign the TWA applications for ejector pumps. Can I get a motion to open a public comment limited to 3 minutes per speaker?
I'll make that motion to open.
Well, shouldn't we do discuss the new business first?
Okay, anybody have any further discussion on letting the county just do those?
No, I think it makes a lot of sense.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's right.
So,
yeah, definitely.
I'll make the motion to allow the county health department to sign the TWA applications for ejector pumps, noted blanket approval.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Okay. Carries. Very good. Now we'll go to public. Thank you, clerk. We'll go to public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Can I get a motion for that, please?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment for anything anybody wants to talk about. 3 minutes per speaker.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Looking out at the vast majority of the public, this young lady that just gave birth to a septic system is still here.
Nope, no pressure.
I thought she'd run out screaming after that one. Okay, so seeing nobody, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 All right, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.